Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself. Hey guys, welcome to this bonus episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. This is going to be super short, and maybe I might start throwing a few of these in every now and then, but I've got a couple of really cool interviews coming up this week that I'm really looking forward to sharing with you all that is not ready just yet, so I wanted to give you something to hold you over until they are released. Now, this is a topic that I sent in an email to my list today, and it's all around changing the mindset around your food and what you're doing for your training to give you long-term results, to unlock that potential, to make things a lot smoother, a lot easier, and a lot more realistic for you guys. And it's all about a mindset shift. Now, the words diet and exercise, they are so commonly used within the health and fitness industry, and I just think they're two words that don't agree with most people. A lot of people don't agree with these words in regards to it. It leaves a negative connotation in your mind. It insinuates something that is going to require a lot of sacrifice and difficulty, I guess, to achieve the result. We think of the word diet, right? It literally means there's the definition of it insinuates a beginning and an end. When we talk about exercise, it seems like a chore. It doesn't seem like something that is part of our daily routine. It seems like something we need to tick off. And that, over time, becomes a habit in our mind. It doesn't become something that we enjoy. It becomes something that we have to do. It's like in your mind, you know, it's the saying that I think Tony Robbins, I first heard say, you know, instead of change, we want to change the mindset from having to do something to getting to do something. And I try and use this as often as possible. And when I look at these two words, diet and exercise, I think this is the reason why a lot of people do struggle to see their results with health and fitness goals. So what can we do about that? We need to change our mindset around these two words and switch them out for words that are going to have more of a positive effect on our mindset, have words that are going to allow us to believe that there's something that we are fortunate to be doing, and words that are going to allow us to be sustainable over time and flexible and enjoyable. Because when we have those three things, when we have flexibility, sustainability, and an enjoyment, that's when we start to see big results, in my opinion. So what can we switch these words out for? I often tell clients to switch the word diet for eating, very simple, and switching out the word exercise for training. So we don't want to diet and exercise, we want to eat and train. So when it comes to nutrition, I talk about this almost every episode, especially when I'm talking by myself doing solo podcasts. We don't want to be following a diet. We don't want to start and end date. Okay, we don't want to be following something where we need to restrict ourselves from things that we enjoy most, whether it's food groups, whether it's the amount of meals we're having per day, whether it's you know, whatever it is. We don't want to be too restrictive to the point where it becomes such a negative thing where we associate it with negativity. We associate it with sacrifice right from the start. Now, to lose body fat, do you need to sacrifice anything? Yes, we need to put our body in a position that it doesn't want to be in. It's going to be uncomfortable. At some point in time, that's how we change our body. We need to give it a reason to change. But it doesn't need to be absolute horseshit from day one. So with nutrition, instead of dieting, we want to think of eating, okay? So we're eating foods that we enjoy. We're eating towards a calorie goal, depending on what our goal is. Okay, so we don't need to diet. We don't need to start or finish anything. We simply transition from either a calorie deficit if we're trying to lose body fat. We transition into maintenance if we're happy with where we're at. Or we transition into a surplus if we want to gain weight and gain some size. So we're eating towards that calorie goal. We're eating towards a protein minimum, at least 2 grams of protein per kilo. And we are eating for consistency and to provide our body with fuel, with nutrients, with whole foods that's going to allow it to perform at our best, recover at our best, feel our best. And I was on an interview last night on an Instagram Live, and we got in this topic, and I've referred to it on the podcast before, but I'm talking about thinking of our body like a sports car. Think of your body like a Ferrari. If you had a Ferrari and you filled it up with the lowest quality, the cheapest fuel every single time you went to the service station, then that Ferrari's not going to run at its best. You're probably going to have issues with it. The Ferrari's not going to like it. It's not going to perform at its best. Whereas if you provide it with the best fuel possible every single time. You've invested in a Ferrari, so you need to invest in the proper fuel to perform at best, to, you know, for when we refer back to our bodies, to recover at our best, to feel our best, and to look our best. We need to provide our bodies with fuel, and to do that, we eat in an enjoyable way. We eat towards a goal. We don't diet. There's no start and finish. So if you can change that mindset, you can switch it from start and finish to literally just eating towards your goal, you're going to see a significant difference in how well and how well you can sustain and how consistent you can be with your nutrition to eat towards that goal. Whether it is fat loss, maintenance, muscle growth, it doesn't matter. These are the things that we need to do to see those goals, and it all comes from a transition in mindset from dieting to eating. When it comes to the exercise side of things, like I mentioned before, instead of exercising, we want to train. Think of yourself like an athlete. Every time you go to the gym, every time you go to the track, jump in the pool, jump on the bike, play sport, whatever it is, you are training. You are training to be better. You're training to outwork yourself from the previous session, to outwork yourself from the previous week. You are training to be better, to make improvements, to progress, to get better over time. To do that, you need to train, just like an athlete does. You're not there to exercise. You're not there to tick it off. You're there to make progress. You're there to get better. You're there to see results. And to do that, we do need to train. So this is a mindset shift we need to make. Every time we go there, we have that opportunity. We have that privilege of being able to train. If you are healthy, if you've got all your limbs, even if you don't have all your limbs, if you have the opportunity to train, that's a privilege. And that's something that we're very fortunate to do. And that's, I guess, a chance, an opportunity for you to make the most out of that session, to make the most out of your own life and out of your own goals to see results. But instead of exercising, fuck that. We don't want to think of exercising. You get to train. Okay, even if it is going for a bit of a walk, you're training your body. You're training your body to get out in nature. You're training your mind to switch off and to relax, or maybe to brainstorm new ideas and to meditate, whatever it is. But we get that opportunity to train. And we start to think of things in a different way. And that's when the real results start to happen. That's when the transitions start to happen. And that's when I think a lot of you guys are going to see some real results that last a long time, not just a short period of time when we do these little challenges. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing challenges if they are going to teach you positive habits and things that you can carry on with you and use over time. But short challenges where there is a diet and there is exercise plans, once that's done, it's done. In your mind, when you start, you're already thinking about their final day. You're already thinking about that final meal. And then you can go back to your normal habits, your normal routines. And fuck that, it's not going to work. You're not going to see results over time. So make that transition, make that switch. Instead of diet and exercise, let's change that to eat and train. And I guarantee you guys are going to see long-term sustainable results. So I'd love to hear if you've found value from today's short episode, if you've resonated with what I've had to say. If you have, fantastic. Please do share it with a friend. Take a screenshot, chuck it up on Instagram story for me. I'd love to get some feedback. Like I said, we've got more epic content coming your way, but I didn't want to leave you hanging today. And I wanted to share this with you, and I think it can provide value. So hopefully it has. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Look, I really appreciate everybody who listens to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Such an enjoyable thing for me to do, and I'm loving it more and more every single week. I really am. So again, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day.